Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I forgot the commercial. Was it, there's only one Capri Sun? So Capri Sun was a drink that I remember in the 80s because you would punch the straw into it and then you would drink it, and after two gulps, you would basically drink the whole thing. Well, a favorite flavor was wild cherry, or is wild cherry. Not mine. I like strawberry. But Kraft Heinz said they have to recall thousands of Capri Sun wild cherry because there was diluted cleaning solution that contaminated the drink. 5,760 cases of Capri Sun wild cherry that has a best when used by date by June 25th, 2023, only sold in America, have to now be recalled. Do not drink them. Kraft Heinz said there was some cleaning solution that was accidentally mixed with the juice on a production line. They said yesterday that the diluted cleaning solution is used on its food processing equipment. Only products sold in the United States have been affected. The company said it discovered that the solution had accidentally mixed with the juice after getting consumer complaints about the juice's taste. Kraft Heinz is co-headquartered in Pittsburgh and Chicago. In a statement Friday, it is working with retailers to remove the product from circulation. See, I worry about that because a lot of people will pack the Capri Suns for, like, outdoor events. And when kids are running around and they're thirsty, they may just drink it before they even realize the taste. And not a lot of adults drink the Capri Sun like kids do. And if these kids aren't that adept at being able to tell parents who get to drink beers that something tastes wrong, you wonder how many kids imbibed this. They say consumers who bought it should not consume it, should return it to the store where it was purchased and receive a refund. To learn if your Capri Sun has been recalled, look for the best when used by date of June 25th, 2023 on each of the 6.6-ounce drink pouches. There is a there's a concern that we have a lack of work ethic. We have people not paying attention. Maybe people are high. But one thing that I've noticed, like, remember there was a person in Las Vegas who was served a glass of drain cleaner as opposed to the beer or lager he ordered? Maybe what these companies need to do is make cleaning solutions that are also edible, that are non-toxic, such that if somebody does imbibe it, it doesn't necessarily cause caustic burns to their tongue and esophagus and things like that. Because, you know, you do need to clean out your food equipment. And then you flush it and flush it and flush it and flush it. But maybe what needs to happen, since we have all these screw-ups, is have substances that are non-toxic, that if they do accidentally get ingested, it's not the worst thing possible. But right now, these things have to be very, disinfecting. Now, there was a Mama Roo swing recall and a Rockaboo rocker. Those have had to recall because of the danger of crawling infants becoming entangled in the straps. 2 million popular children's swings and rockers were recalled yesterday. This happened after a 10-month-old who was crawling became entangled in the straps and died. The recall covers 2 million Mama Roo swings and 220,000 Rockaboo rockers, which are sold by Thorley's for Moms line at Bye Bye Baby and Target stores and online at formoms.com and Amazon. The products range from $160 to $250. They were sold from January 2010 to August 2022 before the recall that happened yesterday. A further 60,000 Mama Roo swings and 10,000 Rockaboo rockers were sold in Canada. Earlier this week, Home Run in Frozen Foods had to recall 13,000 pounds of frozen pizza because of potential metal contamination. I don't know what the hell is going on. They think that the pizza's meat topping may be contaminated with extraneous materials, specifically metal. So I don't know if this is because of a labor shortage. I don't know if it's because people are just, you know, lazy. I want to go back to these swings real quick. I had two boys, and one thing that I needed as a mom who was pretty busy was to be able to put my child somewhere where they couldn't crawl and get into trouble. And sometimes these kids were so smart that they could crawl out of their playpen. But when they're little, they have these little baby-like chairs that help rock them and bounce them. So rather than mommy having to hold them, because remember I had to hold my child for 3 days straight when he was born, and even trying to go to the bathroom, he would cry if I let him go. So I had to basically hold him with one hand while I tried to undo my pants to be able to pee, right? And then wash my hands, flip him, and I just had to hold him for 3 days straight, even while I slept. And then luckily he started to be more, you know, happy on his own, but he just needed to be by mama. And 3 days straight, my arm, my neck was sore. And so they have these little bouncy chairs. They have these little bouncy, you know, things. So Mama Roo is this little seat that kind of bounces, and apparently there's like a strap. And then the Rockaboo, let me see what those look like. The Rockaboo, I think those are also like these little rockers. And I never really necessarily used those for the kids. What I used were the ones, and you don't see a lot of them anymore, is when you hook them to a doorpost or a, what is that? Where, you know, during an earthquake, you, under the door, it's under the door frame. And they could sit there and bounce. And they don't fall. You know, it hooks on, it stays tight, and they just bounce. And those things, I always wondered if those could be choking hazards. If a kid was crawling and then got caught in the bungee that was hanging, and I think there's a lot of things that we have for babies that actually can sadly pose as risks, and you know, maybe we need to go back to old school where we just have a playpen, you know, rather than all these new contraptions. The 1-877 Doc Dolly. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of the emails we've received and notes have to do with this week's primary, which is kind of huge. This week's primary... We got Liz Cheney facing off. We have Sarah Palin in Alaska, Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. And, you know, I don't really follow a lot of the primaries. You know, I mean, I follow what happened in my neck of the woods. It's just, there's just so much I have to read and prep for my show. But I understand that this is kind of a big one. And one of you had reached out and asked, is the Trump endorsement as important as media is making it appear to be? And I like to look at the psychology of voting. And, you know, many of us doctors have a psychology background based on the years and years of work. And so the voter psychology in politics, I think, is fascinating. And so this whole idea of Trump endorsement, or Liz Cheney, who was a huge vocal critic of Trump, many people think she's Democrat, and they forget that she's actually Republican. She's a Republican from Wyoming. To me, the reason why the whole Trump issue is a huge factor is if Trump endorses a candidate and that candidate wins, there's a couple things that might be inferred. Not absolute, but it might be inferred. One is that you have a population that really did like Trump policies. Two is, if you have a candidate who did not feel the election was stolen or whatever, and you have people vote against that person and are supporting Trump, they might be of that mindset that they think something was up with the previous election. I'm not saying just because somebody does not like Liz Cheney, that's what they mean, you know, but Liz Cheney being, you know, very vocal against Trump, and very vocal against, she represents the Republicans in the January 6th committee hearings, which she seems to be more, seems to be even more critical of him than some of the Democratic side. You know, somebody, you know, voting her out of the primary shows a enormous support for the former president. And, you know, it signifies that people didn't dislike Trump, that, you know, what she said about him was not something that was a very common feeling towards the previous president. So they are expecting that Cheney is going to have some issues today. She is up against a challenger who is, let me get the name, and again, I apologize, I don't have all this memorized, but she is up against Harriet Hageman, who is her former staffer, and now her current top rival, who I believe Donald Trump has endorsed. And they believe that Cheney could be under 20 points. But keep in mind, what we have been seeing with these elections is people switching their partisanship so they could vote. And so what people are expecting is in Wyoming, Democrats are going to switch to Republican so they could vote in the primary. And voters can change a registration the day of the voting. And then that allows you to go ahead and vote. And so that's a game that's been played where, you know, I'm sure Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, you know, when they have their primaries, you're going to have Republicans switch to Democrat to vote. And it really does muddy the waters a little bit because you really want to know. See, to me, it's also a policy issue. I really want to know who the Democrats endorse, who they don't. I don't want to think that Joe Manchin is going to win because there's going to be closet Republicans vote, you know, switching primary designations. Or same thing with Liz Cheney. I don't want to, you know, we really need to get the temperature, get the pulse of the population, and how these people do in the polls really tell us. You know, one thing that's very frustrating with what happened with the last election is I think there's a lot of people that don't necessarily feel that there was outright fraud, but there's a lot of people that feel like there was a lot of room for it because there was a voting system of paper ballots that was never rehearsed, never tried and true, never tested. And not only do people want to know that who they vote for, you know, really was a valid vote and that vote made it and there were no fake votes, but again, it's also taking the temperature or the pulse of the American public. So President Biden winning, did that mean that America rejected all of Trump's policies? And so for those individuals that are like, you know, look, where exactly are we going? What do people want? And the other thing I need to say is, from an economy standpoint, from a medicine standpoint, I really need accuracy when it comes to votes for Obamacare or, you know, decisions that people want in terms of health care or Medicare for all. I need to know if any of these are really valid votes, valid polls, valid results. Because I got to tell you, everybody I talk to, Obamacare was very unpopular. But it sounds like, these people who voted for it got reelected. You know, Biden, you know, who was there when this happened, he got elected. You know, so then am I wrong? Am I seeing just a very small part of the population? Are there really people out there that thought Obamacare was the best thing since sliced bread? You know, or is there something amiss, something off? And so, expect there to be a lot of shenanigans, and sadly, that's what elections are full of. And by the way, it's legitimate. Somebody can change their mind and say, look, I want to vote Republican today, or I want to vote Democrat today so I can vote in the primaries. You know, but if the strategy is, let's get somebody that seems to work on our side or seems to be unelectable, such that when we do have an election, at least we can hedge our bets. Even though that's a legal way of doing things, I think it stinks, and I really wish we could have a more accurate, result, because that kind of tells us what people want. I mean, I'm getting the feeling that people do want a wall. They want to know that we have some sort of a very consistent and methodical immigration process that doesn't leave people stranded and dying trying to get here or raped or trafficked. But you wouldn't know it if the elections just go one way or another. You know, people are trying to say because Biden got elected, it means people were anti-Trump. Not always. You had some people that really liked those policies. You even have Democrats that like some of those policies. But so you really can't necessarily use a person's win or loss as a sign, but the psychology of the voter looks at those as signs. So Liz Cheney today is going to face a really, really tough primary. Recent polls show attorney Harriet Hageman winning by double digits, one of the biggest margins of victory. Wyoming gave Trump one of his biggest margin of victory. And, Cheney, and mind you, in Cheney's defense, just because you're Republican doesn't mean you have to always vote party line. And she has voted among party line. I mean, you are allowed to have your own opinion on things. But if she's not representing what Wyoming voters want, she's out. If Wyoming voters want votes for a wall or votes for, there to be less Trump bashing and more let's fix the economy, then Wyoming voters have a right to vote her out. Now, Lisa Murkowski and Sarah Palin have primaries. Sarah Palin is facing a special election for Congress. Representative Don Young died in March after serving 49 years. There's a special election. She is up against, they do things a little bit differently in Alaska, where they have, it's like a new ranked choice voting system. So whoever wins today's primary will serve, I guess, until the end of the year. And Sarah Palin, who was the vice presidential candidate with John McCain, is up against Begich, a wealthy tech entrepreneur. Co-chair of Young's campaign, comes from a family of, the Democrat she's up against. Two conservatives splitting the vote. Peltola, who's a salmon advocate and former state legislator, is up against her too. And then, of course, Senator Murkowski has her primary election today as well. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Valley.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues as another record was set. Federal agents have arrested more than 1.8 million illegal immigrants so far this fiscal year. That beats last year's total, and there are still 2 months left of reporting. Rio Grande, Texas Mayor Joe Villarreal is calling on lawmakers to put their political differences aside to fix the immigration system.
The United States of America, the greatest country in the world, lacks the political will to address immigration reform. And instead, what do we have? Democrats and Republicans engaging in asinine political mudslinging.
President Biden returned to the White House after his week-long vacation in South Carolina. He now will sign a reconciliation bill and then head to his Delaware home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you noticed that we in Las Vegas were running around trying to find umbrellas. You don't really see a lot of umbrellas sold in our neck of the woods because we have had a very hefty monsoon season. We've had lightning and storms and thunder and rain. In fact, it's funny. Last night, I guess it rained again. I didn't realize it was going to rain again until the cat ran in through the doggy door, starting to yell, meow, meow, meow. So when I went to pet her, she was soaked. And so I'm trying to do algebra and figure out, you know, how far away she was from the house to be that drenched if it looks like the rain only started 5 seconds prior. And so I think we calculated she probably was about 10 miles away, and that's why she got soaked, because the rain was elsewhere. But we got a good amount of rain, and it, you know, stormed, and I don't know exactly how much. I think we got maybe 0.67 inches of rain this year, according to Las Vegas Weather Guy. And so the rain, we got more rain last month, but we are getting a good amount. We're still far below what we got last year. Last year we had about 2.79 inches, so we don't really get a lot of rain in our neck of the woods. But we need it because we're in a drought. And apparently Nevada, where I live, is going to get a little bit of a spanking when it comes to the Colorado River. And AP News has said that U.S. officials have announced that two U.S. states really desperately reliant on water from the Colorado are going to face more water cuts because of the extreme drought. And this is going to affect Arizona and Nevada. Lake Mead, our largest U.S. man-made lake or reservoir, will plummet even further. The cuts are going to place officials in those states under extraordinary pressure to plan for a hotter, drier future and a growing population. Mexico is also going to face cuts. Now, I don't understand why we have tens of thousands of people moving in each month. I love the idea of growth. I don't want to stagnant. But if we're having so many water issues, then why aren't any of the politicians saying, look, guys, you know, don't come here? Doesn't seem to be, though, a very popular political move. So people keep coming. But, of course, people are coming to Vegas because California is too expensive. They have a lot of issues with taxes and politics. So we're attracting a slew of people from other states. We have no state income tax. It's fantastic. Now, I'm not saying to change that. Okay, last thing I want is for us to, you know, start bringing back a state income tax. But we might have to deter the growing population. Lake Mead is currently less than a quarter full. Seven states overall depend on it. And we were told that they missed a federal deadline to announce proposals on plans to gut additional water next year. The Colorado River provides water to 40 million people across seven states, across the American West, as well as Mexico. And it feeds an agricultural industry valued at $15 billion a year. Cities and farms are anxiously awaiting official hydrology protections, which are estimates of future water levels in the river, that will determine the extent and scope of cuts to their water supply. Officials from the states are also scrambling to meet a deadline imposed by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation to slash their water use by 15% in order to keep water levels at the river's storage reservoirs from dropping even more. Now, my guess is that will include grass, getting rid of, you know, incentivizing people to remove their grass for landscape. We don't have grass in ours. We really didn't want the hassle. We knew the grass would die in the summer, in the winter, it gets really brown. And, you know, so we have a little bit of fake grass in the backyard. We do have a pool. And I think they are limiting pools, people being able to put pools in, which is going to definitely increase the value of those houses that have pools. But on the flip side, if those people with pools are going to be fined for excess water use, if your home doesn't have a pool, that might also be a benefit. I noticed years ago that in real estate, there were people going, I don't want a pool. I want just a simple backyard. I don't want to have to take care of anything. And so, you know, sometimes it's also an advantage. So the projections and the deadline for cuts are presenting Western states with unprecedented challenges and confronting them with difficult decisions about how to plan for a drier future. According to the Bureau of Reclamation, they said that we are very focused on just getting through this to next year. Cutbacks will likely need to be in place for far longer. And I know we talked about, and I apologize, I have something in my eye. I know we talked about how California is going to be facing a possible, a mega flood. And this is fascinating because California has been really, you know, dealing with some pretty, interesting weather. And there's been predictions that California is due for a massive flood that could actually submerge cities, highways, make farmland unfarmable. And Richard Dinan, according to Fox 5 San Diego, lived through the 1980 flood that submerged parts of San Diego County. He said, I was on the fire department at the time here in Dehesa, and all day and all night just pulling people and animals out of the water. He has since added a retaining wall around his property to protect his home from similar floods. He said it washed the whole front of our property out. And this new UCLA study warns that climate change is increasing our chances for mega floods that could displace millions of Californians and cause trillions of dollars of economic damage. Now, see, what I would do is if they are preparing for these rains, I mean, have capture units, have ways to capture this water, have ways for runoff to go into reservoirs that you could take and divert. I mean, we should be really preparing for this, and we should have been preparing for this years ago. They say some of the things that come to us hold more water than several Mississippi rivers added together. They say climate change has doubled the likelihood of an extreme storm event. They say the risk of a megastorm increases with every additional degree of global warming. Scientists are calling it the, quote, other big one. The big one means the big earthquake. The other big one is the big flood. Now, mind you, climate has been changing for centuries, and we've had floods, you know, that hit. But they're saying that it's more of an issue because of current global warming and the way we're living our lives and eating our hamburgers. They say data show our Earth is warming, and warmer air dries out to make droughts. Warmer air dries out to lead to more mega fires, but it also means warm air can hold more moisture, and that more moisture can lead to floods that are a once-in-a-century, once-in-a-five-century type of floods, but they might become more common. They call them mega floods, and they could shut down transportation corridors, displace 5 to 10 million people. They said for officials in charge of facilities and predictions and the like, it's time to gear up and explore the possibility of being prepared for something bigger. That's according to Scripps Institution of Oceanography, Marty Ralph. So, you know, they say warm air leads to dryness, but warm air could hold moisture, which could cause more dumps of water. You know, what we want and what we need is not the pendulum swing. We don't need the extremes. We need a little bit of rain here, a little bit of rain there. The plants get the rain, maybe a little bit of rain every day. Everybody's happy. But it just doesn't seem to work that way. Like in Vegas, it's dry, 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 dry. Then all of a sudden we get dumps. And that's why we flood. We're built for rain, but our streets don't expect dumps of it. And that's very difficult to put a lot of money and time into flood control when you live in an area that has less than 2 inches of rainfall a year. Or less than 3 inches of rainfall. But that's kind of where we're at. So, you know, I know Newsom wants to put money into ways to capture water, capture rainwater, divert flood water. They need to be working on that. They needed to be working on that, you know, long before. But in the meantime, Arizona, Nevada, people flock to the desert climates because they get to avoid the snow. They don't have hurricanes. Not really a lot of earthquakes in these parts of the world, but we have water issues. Not good. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So America has now recorded its seventh confirmed monkeypox infection in a child who was under 4 years old. Now, U.S. numbers are almost at 12,000, global numbers almost at 36,000. So the U.S. is holding about a third of the cases. Now, it could also be we have fantastic resources in terms of testing, in terms of, trying to, get the word out, but it still is shocking that we have that many. Florida officials now are reporting the state's first case of a child under 4 years old. This is the seventh in the nation overall. This happened in Martin County, around 100 miles north of Miami, along their east coast. It reported a case in the child unnamed on Monday, and the child's condition and the severity currently unknown. The CDC is warning that children under the age of 8 are the most vulnerable to severe complications or death from monkeypox. This is the first case among the age group that was found in Florida. Keep in mind, there was one reported in Maine on Friday, others confirmed in California, one in Indiana, and then there was an international baby that was traveling through Washington, D.C. That was an infant that had been also one of the cases. So we don't really see a lot of these cases in kids. Most of the cases are among men who have sex with men, that the community of men who have sex with men. But you can get it by respiratory transmission, touching a contaminated piece of clothing or object, skin-on-skin contact. And so if there is a young family member that, you know, that is among somebody that has it, it could spread. That's why there's a lot of concern of people have in terms of teachers. If there is the skin-on-skin contact, can children get it from, you know, a teacher that has it? So, well, you know, people are saying, gosh, it looks like the cases are just, you know, exploding. Keep in mind, we're testing more as we get more tests. You know, we kind of had this issue with COVID where all of a sudden we're like, man, why is there so many COVID cases? Well, because a bunch of people got their tests in. Now, monkeypox, though, is a little harder to hide. If you only have genital lesions, you know, sometimes people might hide that if they don't want to be known to have it. But for the most part, people are a little freaked out. And I've been getting a lot of calls with people with rashes, and it's really hard to tell over the phone because some of these just look like little bumps or little pimples. Some of them look like vesicles. So it's hard to say over the phone, which is why I tell everybody, when in doubt, please get it checked out. But, you know, we are, you know, sadly seeing cases rise. You know, kids are vulnerable to this. Pets, we talked about how a couple, well, not necessarily a couple, but two men who have sex with men who lived in a household but had non-exclusive sex, were both afflicted with monkeypox. And then their dog, their greyhound, 12 days later started to have the pox rash. I'm not sure about the state of the pox and state of the two men and how they fared, but you can spread this to your pets. Now, we don't know if the pet could give it back to you, but we do know that monkeypox does originally come from pets or from animals, as we saw with the 2003 prairie dog outbreak. And you know, it, squirrels, rats, monkeys, you know, have spread it to humans before. So this is just something we need to be aware of. And if you are infected or affected, please make sure you don't let anybody touch anything that you touched. Keep upholstery clean. Keep clothes away from, you know, others that could touch them. Try not to hug, kiss, you know, until you're out of that danger zone of spread. And your doctor will talk to you about 14 to 21 days, depending on, you know, your lesions. Now, while we're dealing with COVID and monkeypox, we have to keep an eye out for polio. Remember we told you that polio was detected in New York wastewater samples back in April. They believe, officials now believe, that polio may have been circulating in New York as early as April. They have detected the virus 21 times in wastewater sampling. There has been a confirmed case. That's kind of what started this investigation, because somebody came to the doctor with paralysis. He ended up positive for polio. We believe in the first case, this was a man in his 20s. He was unvaccinated for polio, but no outside travel, but had attended a large gathering 8 days prior. They believe he caught it from somebody who had the oral vaccine. And you know, so we're still getting data, and I don't think we still know exactly what happened with the case. But the CDC reports that the virus has been detected in wastewater sampling in Rockland and nearby Orange County, 20 times in samples gathered in May, June, and July. A single sample from Orange County, New York, this is New York, in April, also had a complete sequence of polio, potentially indicating that the virus was present as far back as 4 months ago, which brings us to April. Both Rockland and Orange counties have low vaccination rates. Only 60% of people have been vaccinated by their second birthday, far below the 95% threshold set by the World Health Organization. The CDC has deployed a team to Rockland to investigate and to assist in rolling out the vaccine and those who don't have it. And as we've said, you know, there, we are not only having issues within our own population of people who are vaccine hesitant, But we have individuals coming from other countries in droves. What did they say? Over a million migrants came within the last month or so to our border. I don't have the exact number. And many of these individuals have been vaccinated differently than we. We do the killed version of the vaccine. We don't do the live attenuated oral version that could allow you to shed a milder version of the virus. But in other countries, they do that vaccine. Other countries do have polio, such as Afghanistan, Pakistan. So as we have migrants and we drop them off in other areas, we do need to be aware that they might bring other illnesses and pathogens that we might not be as prepared for. We should be prepared. But some people, they say they got the vaccine, or they play around with their card, and we have no idea if they really got the vaccine. We also don't know if their vaccine took. We don't know if one of the staff members messed up. Now, I made sure to draw up all the vaccines or oversee every vaccine. When I saw that some of the staff, was like, are you actually drawing up vaccine? Are you using the right one? Are you double checking? Now, how many of us got vaccines and somebody did a half-assed job? So if at all you're concerned, and you think you're at risk, definitely talk to your medical provider about possibly getting treated. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure you guys heard about this. An ex-employee shut down a police department website over a pay dispute. Police1.com reports that officials in a Boston suburb are investigating a former city employee. They say shut down the police website during a pay dispute. Newton Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller said the former employee was the police department information technology director, took down the department website in late June and July. The website instead directed visitors to a message that called them to contact Fuller and ask the mayor to restore it. Fuller said the employee controls access to the site and has not turned it over to the city. Newton has created a new police department website in its place. The old website was no longer active on Sunday. Fuller told the Globe in a statement, the Boston Globe, that the employee shut down a vital resource for the residents of the city of Newton. That should be jail time. The paper reported the employee felt he was owed $137,000 in compensatory time at the time he shut down the website. The employee said in a statement that he was disheartened by the city's representation of the facts in this matter, and he would work with the city to resolve the problem. Whoa. You cannot let one employee have that much control. All right, everything has to be, there has to be checks and balances, and there has to be a central core of individuals who could access these things. But if you leave it to one person, and that one person gets ticked, that's not cool. We're also under extreme threat that Russia or China could be accessing our sites. The last thing we need is domestic, screw arounds. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.